Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The agent is the glue that is holding everything together, and the communicator as best as possible. So we're pleased to welcome Kelly Masters, longtime NFL player rep, also an attorney with the Kelly Masters Management Agency. And Kel, you've been on the show before. You know the drill. It's good to have you. Thanks so much. Normally, this draft process is about visiting your guys, making sure they're getting ready for what is supposed to be this incredible experience. How are you handling this process when you really can't see anyone in person?
Oh, it has been so different that we've just kind of rolled with it. Right back in the beginning, when things started getting shut down and canceled and pro days were getting canceled, right as that was happening, I had had conversations with some of the trainers saying, hey, can we get video of my guys or maybe do a mock pro day just in case things start getting shut down? And sure enough, they did. And fortunately, we had the video. And so we've been sending that out, sending out numbers, making connections with teams who are now doing Skype interviews or FaceTime interviews with players, and then just doing a lot of FaceTime, a lot of Skype calls and Zoom calls. It's been really weird, but I guess I'm trying to see silver lining. I'm not having to travel as much, which my family loves. But I hate not being there for my guys. So we're just doing the best we can.
Now, these are young guys. These are guys that haven't even tasted the NFL, and the whole thing has been thrown into flux. How are they handling it themselves?
You know, I guess the good thing is they've never been through this, so they didn't already have sort of expectations other than maybe what they'd seen other players do in the past. But for them, this is the only thing they've ever been through. And so they're handling it really, really well. I think the hardest part is with a lot of gyms being closed and schools being closed, that we're having to improvise on training. Fortunately, technology has been awesome as far as connecting trainers and making sure players just stay on track with their training. They're just not getting the access to the weights and the equipment that they would normally have. So it's just whatever we can put together, that's what they're doing. But they're handling it well and staying in communication. I think that's been the biggest thing. And that's, to be frank, that's always the biggest thing through the draft process is communication and just making sure people are staying in touch. And we're all doing a really good job of that right now. So that's been a good thing.
So you're telling me they are training virtually. You actually have trainers who are working with them on like either on a phone or online.
Yes, and they're working out in their garage, their backyard, the local park, just whatever we can get done, we're working to get it done. So it's, we're managing. I think the biggest thing really, or the biggest concern for my entire player group, including the veterans, we have all started having conversations today of, okay, what is the offseason really going to look like now? We did a Zoom call with all the guys a couple weeks ago, kind of talked through it, but I don't think any of us anticipated that this could start getting into training camp, the season, and what we're going to do if that happens. And so now we're having to look at, all the possibilities and just be prepared as much as we can.
She's an agent and attorney, has her own agency, Kelly Masters Management, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. And I was telling my audience last night that I have about a zillion questions because so much has happened since everything changed, even going back to when I last saw you, which was at Super Bowl week. And at that point, we were still talking about a new CBA and how that vote was going to go. Right. So before I ask you about the veterans, how are the teams managing all of this? Because you're in contact with them. And as you say, some of them, they don't have access to tape on players. What are they, what kind of questions are they asking you about your prospects, your clients?
I think it's been such an interesting time, really, for all of us. But with most teams being locked down where their personnel cannot travel, their scouts can't go and watch players, they can only interview them, like over Skype or FaceTime. Excuse me. And I'm not sick, by the way. I'm sorry. I have to apologize every time I cough. So I guess everything is being done virtually, and teams are managing that. It's just that they're so accustomed to having been to each of the schools, gone through the pro days. They're really having to rely on game film, on prior evaluations. And right now, I think the tricky part is just teams making sure that guys are healthy, guys are staying in shape. They didn't really get a chance to, cross-check or verify what they were seeing on tape by going and watching the pro day. And to be honest, we're sending video and numbers to teams, but a lot of times they just really don't trust anything outside of what they did themselves. So it's trying to work with people that bring credibility to the process. We've been really, really fortunate to be able to get a hold of some former NFL scouts that have done the timing for us, and videographers that are willing to put things together that teams will actually appreciate and can use. It's, otherwise it's just a waste of time. And so I think teams are adjusting. It's just a very different evaluation process right now.
Kelly, the NFL decided to go ahead with the draft on its regularly scheduled dates, despite general managers' protests. What's your reaction as an agent trying to get your players ready in these uncertain times?
I think it's good and bad. I think they're trying to, at least the NFL is trying to, create some sense of normalcy for people, and maybe even, in a way, a distraction for fans. I heard there was talk about making it a 7-day event, which would, as an agent and for my players, that would be torture. That would be, I can't imagine how awful that would be. It's already hard enough when it's 3 days. But I appreciate that the NFL is trying to sort of maintain the schedule and keep fans engaged and give them something to watch and something to follow. The problem is, without the typical evaluation process going on, without the pre-draft visits, without a lot of the things that we would normally be doing during this time, I think it's going to be a really strange draft. And I think there are going to be maybe some players missed. I'm trying to make sure that my players aren't those players that get overlooked in this process. I think there may be some teams that have some buyer's remorse through this process. And so I think there are just a lot of unknowns. If I had it my way, we would push the draft until maybe the end of June and give players actually a time to get evaluated properly. That's, as an agent, that's what I would wish for, but I see why they're doing it the way they are.
Agent Kelly Masters reps not only veterans, but she's got a bunch of prospects getting ready for a draft that will take place in roughly three weeks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. That's not happening. So every team is on the same footing. And now we've just come through free agency where almost everything was virtual. And I know you have a couple of clients who were looking for deals and you had to work that out. What was that process like? Yeah.
Well, for one of them, we got his deal done right under the wire, literally. Blake Jarwin, we've been working on a deal for him since September. Things started ramping up in February, and we were able to get him signed and signed, sealed, delivered, physical, everything done prior to everything hitting about 3 weeks ago. I guess it was 3 weeks ago today. He signed, everything got done, and so we were really fortunate to get that done because everything shut down after that. With my other guys, we're just kind of in limbo because teams that want to sign players that really want to see them physically and have them come in and work out just can't do that. And I've got several players kind of in that boat where teams really want to see where they are health-wise, they want to work them out. Can't do it right now, not even virtually. So, it's a little bit up in the air. We're just waiting this out like everybody else. I've been able to at least stay in touch with teams and stay in touch with players. And so the process is moving forward. It's just the actual signing process is unfortunately delayed, but we'll wait as long as we have to keep things safe.
And I asked about your prospects, and you said this is the first time they've been through anything like this, so they really have nothing to compare it to. But what about your veterans who are normally into their off-season routine by now?
Yeah. Well, and that's why I've stayed in so much communication with players, because they're really trying to navigate, okay, normally I would be doing this, and we would be reporting. Now, granted, April is the time when everyone actually reports typically for, you know, to begin their off-season activities with their teams and their coaches. But still, you know, most players would be in places training or would be starting to move into their facilities. And it's been really odd. And with the fact that we don't know when that's going to happen, it could be, I was just talking to a couple of my veterans earlier today, it's probably going to be June or July before players are allowed back into facilities to start training. Now, wow. Hopefully it's before then, but we've got to be ready for that just in case. And so I think even not just the physical aspect, but mentally and in staying in touch with their coaches, in touch with their trainers, that's just become really, really important because we're also isolated.
Mm. Are they nervous about how this is going to play out, or maybe nervous about the uncertainty?
I think it's just the same uncertainty that everybody else is feeling, you know, right now. At least they're in their off season. They're not missing games. Mm. I think as we get closer to the season, that's going to probably ramp up the nerves. But right now it's just kind of uncertainty and wanting to know what to do while we're waiting has been the hardest part.
Mm. Kelly Masters is an agent, attorney, and remember when we sat down at Super Bowl week in Miami, at the time, mm-hmm. we were still trying to figure out what the NFL CBA might look like, and since then, yeah. it passed by a very, very slim margin.
So
there were a lot of players, a lot more maybe than I expected to vote, but what was your reaction to the deal that they agreed to?
Overall, and we had many, many conversations, I think it was not a great deal for the players, but it's not a terrible deal. And I think my concern was if we wait, and granted, this was back before everything is how it is now.
Right.
If we wait, is the deal going to get that much better? Are we really going to be able to get pushed for more than we're getting right now? And I really questioned that. I questioned whether or not we would be able to get more by even going into a work stoppage. I don't think so. So I'm happy overall with the deal. I think a lot of it really catered to the younger players, which a lot of my, you know, pretty much all my players are. Mm-hmm. They fall into that, you know, minimum base salary category. And for them, it was a great deal. For retired players, it's also, there are some significant improvements on the retirement benefits side. So that made me happy. The roster expansion, the changes to the rules for practice squad and the eligibility there, not just for, not just expanding the practice squad, but also expanding the rights and benefits available to practice squad players. There were just a number of things that, quite honestly, I was really, really happy about that. Early on, I was really skeptical about. So I came around to being personally in favor of voting yes on the CBA, but I just made sure every one of my players felt like they were fully educated and could make their own decisions. I think for the most part, all of them voted in favor of it, but I didn't go through and poll them. I was, in a sense, I was kind of surprised that it was so close, but then again, looking at the divide between the player reps that also voted on it, and the executive board that also voted on it, I guess I wasn't that surprised that it was a close vote.
But you told them all to vote, though, right? They all had to go and cast their vote.
Yes. We actually did. Before Zoom calls became such a big deal, we did a Zoom call just to talk through every issue and make sure that they all cast their vote. So, yes, I was being very proactive when I came to the CBA.
Awesome. So, Kelly, I know you as one of the most positive, uplifting, encouraging, supporting people in my life. And so before I let you go, I want to ask, where are you seeing silver linings in this? As difficult and as uncertain as it is, what have been a couple of silver linings for you?
You know, I love, we're getting outside a lot more. My family, you know, we spend a lot of time together anyway when I'm not on the road. But we're getting out, we're exercising a lot together, we're having meals together, and I'm seeing my friends around the country doing the same thing. I feel like people are starting to connect with their neighbors more, spending more time as a family, and it really exposes kind of the things that we take for granted, I think, and is in a way forcing us to address those things. And so I just love that I'm looking around the country and I'm seeing just the compassion and the outpouring of charity and love for, you know, for our people on the front lines, for our grocery store workers, for people that are suffering. I love seeing the unity that it's bringing to our country, and I love seeing the unity that it's bringing to families. So that's something that even when this is all kind of comes to an end, at least this craziness that we're in right now, I pray that some of those habits spill over into just our daily lives.
See, I knew I would be encouraged just by talking to you and by hearing your voice. You can find Kelly on Twitter at KMM Sports. Kelly Masters Management. It's the agency that she started, well-known around the NFL, and is navigating this as best as anybody possibly could. Kelly, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining the show and for a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Amy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.